Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, calling us to put our plans in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. Here's Elizabeth.
Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, and that's a verse from Psalm 25. It's two verses from Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. And I have with me today in the studio a good friend of mine from way back, Robin Davis. I am delighted to have you, Robin.
It's a joy to be here.
We were just discussing when it was that you took a course from me at Gordon-Conwell Seminary, and I thought it was before you got married.
Well, it was actually in 1975, the fall of Jack's first year of teaching here at the seminary.
And what did you call that course?
Shape Up 101, and it helped me a lot.
What was it about?
Oh, it was on...
Speech, writing, behavior.
I know it had a beautiful rhythm to the title, and I was just searching for it in my mind, but...
Yes,
enjoyed it very much.
Shortly after my husband Addison Leach died, and you had taken a course from him too, hadn't you?
I had taken contemporary theology when I was a student at Gordon-Conwell. And in fact, I met my husband Jack here at the seminary. And he had also had Dr. Leach as his faculty advisor. And Dr. Leach preached the sermon in our wedding.
I'd forgotten that. Mm-hmm. But come to think about it, I think I do have a picture of you and your wedding and my husband Add. So a lot of water has gone over the dam since then. Tell us where you are now.
Jack is teaching theology and ethics at Gordon-Conwell Seminary, and I'm at home with our five children, and we're teaching them at home.
Homeschooling, huh?
Mm-hmm. We began about 10 and a half years ago teaching our son Nathaniel, who was then five, teaching him to read. And at the time, when he was preschool age and we were thinking about school for him, I found myself thinking about what would be a good reason to send him to school rather than why he should stay home. It seemed to me that he was doing very well and thriving at home, and I wasn't convinced that school, in fact, would help him. But in fact, I found plenty of evidence that what was going on with neighborhood children as they went off to school as bright and eager students. And very soon, in a few years, they'd get tired of school and turned off to learning. And I also saw them picking up different habits, language, and hurtful ways of treating other children, ways that weren't especially helpful. Now, I'm not trying to say that my children don't have many of those same ways themselves, but at least I felt that if they were at home, that we could deal with those things right there. So we, in fact, began really thinking about the possibility of homeschooling.
Well, I got the impression that you are dealing very well. Robin invited me for dinner last Saturday night. She invited me and Lars, but Lars was unable to come. And it happened that I had my two grandchildren, Jim, who's 8, and Colleen, who is 6, with me from California. So, of course, Robin invited them too, and we really had a lovely evening, and it was a delight to see your children just in their home atmosphere. When we drove up, I guess it was Nathaniel, it was out playing basketball with another boy, neighbor boy, and he was so courteous, and he came right over to the car, and I said, "Are you expecting visitors tonight for dinner?" And he said, "Yes, we are." And anyhow, we chatted for a little bit, and then the whole dinner was cooked by your daughters, right?
Right.
And
son. He helped too.
And he helped too. So what are the ages?
Nathaniel is 15 and a half. Elizabeth is 13. Susanna is 10. Hillary is 6 3/4. And Elliot is 3 1/2.
I guess one of the most important questions that people ask me when they hear that my daughter Valerie homeschools is homeschooling legal?
It is legal, and as I speak, it is legal in all 50 states. There are laws that regulate homeschooling, and they vary from state to state. So it's important to find out what the laws are for your particular state. In Massachusetts, where I live, the requirement is that you seek approval in advance from the superintendent or the school committee. Kindergarten is not mandatory. Education at age six, or, you know, if the child turns six somewhere in that year, that's when you need to seek the approval. We met with the superintendent and presented our proposal to her. It was a simple two- or three-page written proposal of what we hoped to do. And then she asked us to meet with the school committee, who then questioned us on our program. And our experience so far has been very positive with the local school committee. We haven't had any problems to speak of. They did ask that we would submit to having our son tested three times during that first year. So this was his kindergarten, or his first grade year, I'm sorry. And they wanted him tested at the beginning, middle, and end of the year. Now, we were glad to submit to their requirements, and he, in fact, did very well. And when they saw how well he was doing, they and we both relaxed quite a bit.
I guess people are always asking if you have a degree in teaching.
It so happens that I do, but it is not required. In fact, you don't even have to be a college graduate to be a homeschool teacher.
You have to be a high school graduate?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the requirement of that is.
I don't remember ever hearing that Valerie was ever questioned at all about her education. And I suppose states would differ, would they, Robin?
They do. I think California's a little, they have easier requirements.
They're very much on the side of homeschoolers. Mm-hmm. I guess they decided for a number of years that they were going to fight them, and then they decided that if you can't fight them, join them. And Valerie actually can go to the warehouse and take any books that she wants, any textbooks. She has discovered that there's not much she wants out of what the school supplies. Have you had the same experience?
We generally use our own textbooks. Mm-hmm. We haven't really used too many things from them.
But you could if you wanted to?
I think we probably could. I have used a few things, but I've found that the content really wasn't what I was looking for.
Do you find, you must have looked at some of these school textbooks, and do you find things there that are really objectionable to you as a Christian?
Well, I think one of the reasons that we are homeschooling is because we want the content of their education to be Christian. We want the subjects taught from a Christian point of view.
How do you teach Christian mathematics?
I think in terms of math, the idea is that God is a God of order, and there is order and there is beauty even in a thing like math. Math is something that God thought up. It's not a human, it's more of a human discovery rather than a human invention. I think certainly something like science or history, it's more important to really have a biblical and providential worldview when you approach something like history. For example, recently Elizabeth was studying, she's our seventh grader, she was studying Roman history, and we came to the period of time known as the Pax Romana, which was a period of peace of about 180 to 200 years when Rome was not at war with anyone. They had conquered the world and there was peace throughout the world. Well, in God's providence, this was the time when he sent his son. So it was a beautiful time for the spread of the gospel to begin. And the Roman roads, these famous Roman roads, some of which you can still see in Italy, were throughout the empire in order to take the troops everywhere quickly. Well, the apostles could travel on these wonderful roads to spread the gospel. Another way that we saw God's hand at work in history was Koine Greek had become everyone's second language. And so there was a common language throughout the Roman Empire. And God in his providence had the New Testament written in Koine Greek. And there have been few times in history when the world has been so united and so at peace as during that Pax Romana. So I think if we had studied it just from a secular viewpoint and had just learned that there were these particular dates when the world was at peace, it wouldn't have had the theological significance and the impact on our Christian life as seeing it as under the hand of God.
That really illuminates that scripture verse that says, in the fullness of time, doesn't it?
God sent
his son into the world. The most important thing that ever happened in human history is just completely omitted from the secular textbooks as though it were a legend, and yet they put the legends in, don't they? They don't mind putting the legends and the myths in, but the scriptures would be overlooked entirely. So did you start with kindergarten with these kids in a formal way, or did they just sort of pick up things by osmosis? I see that that's what my grandchildren seem to do.
We don't do a formal kindergarten program. I found that with children of that age, it's best to read to them a lot, just to read all sorts of different library books to help them develop a love of learning and love of reading. We have a lot of art materials around, and so they can do that sort of thing, and play equipment. But then I think at that age, kindergarten age, what they need is to learn some good habits that will then stand them in good stead later on, so that it's not so important to teach a 4.5-year-old to read and to do math. That will come much easier when they're six. But to learn good habits like how to make your bed, and that you should hang up your coat when you come in the house, and carrying your dishes over to the sink.
At what age do you think a child can make his bed?
Well, I think it depends on the size of the child and also the type of the bed. Yeah. But I think they can at least work alongside of mom and have that habit be laid down.
At what age does he start working alongside?
We're certainly working with our 3-year-old.
Good. Little Elliot, he is so darling, I just wanted to eat him. Oh, how do you spell his name?
Just like your name.
Two L's and one
right,
T.
Huh? Right, right. He was thrilled to meet you, too.
Really, bless his little heart. Well, my guest today has been Robin Davis. She's going to be with me all this week and all next week. And she is, I would call, an authority on homeschooling. Just the evidence that I saw that evening in the way that home is run was so encouraging to me. Robin, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network. Mm-hmm.